Esto es La Tanco. This is a true Hollywood beat.
Quizá tiene razón. Soy un poco intensa. No es mi culpa, no. El amor conmigo siempre hizo fiesta. No es que sea tóxica. Así demuestro mi amor por ti. ¿Dónde estás tú? Ahí estoy yo. Una locura que llamo amor. Por ti me vuelvo loca. Cuando te llamo no contesta. La neta ya no.
Hello, beautiful people all over the world. Welcome back to the Girl Talk Radio podcast. This is season 1, episode 3. You can find us on the gram at Girl TLK Radio. Today we have our beautiful guest, Andrea Tankovitz. Welcome to the show once again.
Yay! Thank you.
She is a repeat guest. You've actually been with Girl Talk Radio since the very beginning. So thank you so much for always taking the time to come and tell us what you're going through, what you're working on. And it's always something, right?
Always.
Tell me in your own words who you are and what it is you do.
Okay, I'm Andrea Tankovitz. I am a designer, fashion designer, a creative director, and now a recording artist.
Tell me about your background, your nationality, and what brings you to Miami.
So I'm half Colombian, half Austrian. I was born in Venezuela, raised in Mexico, and now I've been in Miami for 8 years now.
So international influences, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
What brought you to Miami?
My career. Yeah. So I started with music. I didn't like the direction it was going because it was a girl band and it was all like they were, you know, doing the whole like sexualization of women. And I hated it. So I'm like, I can't, I'm not going to do this. So I had graduated from fashion design. So I said, I'm just going to do fashion and I'm going to open my own doors, you know, on my own.
Your own lane.
Yeah, like just do it on my own. And that's basically what happened.
Tanko, and I want to go back because I know a lot about your history and where everything comes from. And we've talked about this on the show before, but this is the first time that we actually record this and put it out there in the world. And I think it's important, especially with where we are in fashion and trends and social media today, just where all of that came from. How did you start making these pieces? How did you become a fashion designer? What got you into that as far as creating your own clothes, your own look, your own brand?
I guess, so like, it started when I was very little because I never liked the fashion that was around. I grew up in Acapulco, Mexico. So that was, you know, I guess like kind of like a little town at some point. So there was never like a lot of options and everyone would always wear the same thing and I hated that. So I started just creating stuff with my own clothes. Like I would transform it, you know, like cut things, paint, whatever I could do. And then my parents noticed that, so they gave me a sewing machine when I was 15 or 14. And yeah, that's how it started. And then, you know, like later in life, I went to college for that and I graduated from fashion design. And yeah.
You've accomplished so much through fashion design. So take us through a little bit about that trajectory and the different projects that you've been able to work on.
Oh, wow.
At least for the past couple of years.
I mean, thank God that I had to do the whole, oh, wow, like try to think of everything because it actually has been quite...
You've done a lot.
A lot, yeah. Been very blessed with that.
Give me a few of those bullet point moments.
So like the very first one, I was only 6 months in Miami and I had already made a collection, but I hadn't done anything with it. I was just 6 months in here. And I remember I had a friend, she didn't have a car, so she asked if I could drive her to a casting for a music video. So I did. I took her, and I was just waiting. You know, I was chilling there, like, outside. And I got to talk to, like, a bunch of people. And I didn't know I was talking to the producer of the music video. So, you know, she's asking, like, oh, so what do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And I told her. And then I showed her some of the things that I had done. Like, on, you know, like, the pieces that I had on my phone. And she loved them. So she's like, oh, my God, like, would you like to put the stuff on the your stuff on the music video tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah. Wait, what? Yes. So, you know, like, the next day I arrived to the music video, and it was this humongous production. Insane. Like, insane. It was in this mansion. And, you know, I had never done anything like that. So I was like, oh, my God. Like,
I made it.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, you know, I got there, and then I was super lost. I didn't know where to go or what to do. And then, you know, like, talked to some people. I didn't know who the artist was, nothing. So then I start dressing all these people. And, like, they were looking at me, like, weird, you know, like, iffy. Like, who is she? Like,
where did this girl come from?
Yeah, like, who is she? Well, who does she think she is? Like, why is she dressing us? And I'm like, I don't know. I was just asked to do this. Like, I didn't know anything. So I address everyone. And then when I go outside, they saw me. And I don't know who saw me. And they're like, oh, would you like to be on the video? And I'm like, okay, I guess.
Yes, I'll do that too.
It was so funny. So I ended up being on the music video, dressing everyone in it, and it was for Omi. The song was Hula Hoop, and it was on MTV. It was everywhere. That was my first thing, and I was like, wow. So
that is a wow moment, right?
Oh my God, insane. I couldn't believe it. And then after that, like, it was one music video after the other. And that's how it started. I made a bunch of music videos. I've done music videos for P. Diddy, one. But, you know, it's still a big deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I try to think. Wisin y Yandel.
The list so goes bad on and on and on.
I have horrible memory, but, you know, so on and so forth. And I was, you know, very blessed. And I've been on several interviews. I've been on El Gordo y la Flaca, which was also, like, huge moment. And one of the biggest ones, and that I'm very proud of, and I still can't believe it happened. I don't even know why till the day. But the Latin billboards. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's for music. Literally, that's for music. And for some odd reason, they decided to create that one year. It's been the one and only year that it's happened. They created a section for fashion design. And
who did you dress?
Carmen Aub. She's like a star from El Señor de los Anillos. Mm-hmm. And I love her. She's amazing. She also did a lot for me because, like, she's huge. So, like, all her following and everything, that helped a lot, right, too. So, you know, I had an interview, and it was part of the program of the Latin billboards. So I was being interviewed, and everyone that was watching the Latin billboards was watching me being interviewed. A fashion designer.
And the dress.
Like, why? That doesn't even make sense. So that happened, and until the day I'm like, wow. And, you know, a few other things. I just
Well, you dibble and dabble in a lot of different spectrums in the entertainment and fashion and art world. So let's go a little bit further into the art pieces that you create. What mm-hmm. brought that about, and what made you start expressing yourself through this form of art, like the frames and stuff like that?
So I've always been, especially because I grew up in Mexico, like, all the women are very tiny, right? Like, I was always, like, bigger than the rest of the girls around me, like the rest of my friends. You know, in Venezuela, I'm one of many.
Right.
We're all big and tall and, like, corpulentas.
Voluptuous.
Yeah, like, we're all like that. So I fit right in. But in Mexico, I didn't. I was always bigger. So I always felt like a little como acomplejada. ¿Cómo se dice acomplejada en inglés?
Just a complex.
Self-conscious, mm-hmm. you know, because I was bigger. So I would always try to hide certain parts of my body as I was growing into my teenage years, especially like my arms. I hate my arms till this day. So I started, you know, trying to dress my body according to my frame, trying to
accentuate the pieces that you had to, and kind of hide the ones you wanted
make it look good. Everything's a game, a visual game, you know. So if you get the pieces together correctly, like you can make
it look however you want.
Exactly. So that's how I would play with it, and then I was always like changing my friends' looks. I love doing makeovers. So I started doing
We've seen that firsthand, by the way. You guys got to check out the Instagram. Shout out to any babysitter out there who's willing to go through a full transformation with Tankovitz.
Come on. She looked like a goddess.
Listen,
like,
she looks amazing. I hope she has kept up her look because she looks great.
She didn't keep up with it because it's a lot. You know, I bleached her hair.
Oh, my God. But she looked amazing.
Yeah,
thank you. Like she definitely belonged on like the cover of a magazine.
Right?
Totally.
I know. I was very proud of that moment. So that's what got me into it. And then, you know, as I developed more in my career, I started doing just that with anyone that I was dressing. I would look at their body. And I would figure out, because sometimes like they...
What looks good for them.
Yeah, like sometimes they come to you and they're like, oh my God, I want to wear this dress. And I'm like, chillax.
You can't wear that.
No. You know, obviously I can't tell them like that. But I let them know like, all right, let me sketch something according to what I think. And then we'll see. And then obviously they always end up loving it. Yeah, but because I'm making sure that you look your best. I am accentuating what needs
thinking of them.
Yeah, every single detail. When I first started, like right in the beginning, I would go to whatever client would come to me. I would go to their Facebook, right? I would check out their Facebook. I would stalk them, all their photos,
analyze everything.
Yeah, I would see like their angles. Like I would go hard because I'm a perfectionist. So like I would go hard, and that's how it started. That's the whole,
And then content creation. You're constantly creating so much different content, whether it's about your art pieces or the fashion that you're into, or just any theme that is in the Tankovitz current world. Tell me about the joy that you get from that and what drives you to continue doing that even though you have so much going on. How do you connect with your audience through your content creation?
You know, I feel like it's in me. It's who I am as a person. Like I'm constantly creating without even noticing. You know, like even when I'm cooking, like when I serve a plate, automatically, I have to make it look good. When I set it on the table, the
colors have to match.
Everything. And it makes me look insane, I guess. Or I don't feel insane. I feel like it's just like it's what's normal to me. But that's just, it's who I am. So like it doesn't matter what I'm doing, whether I'm taking Thiago to soccer classes or I'm chilling at home or I'm at a studio, like whatever I'm doing, it just, there's something, there's always like a chance to create something, always to make something look good or better.
Just make it look good. Through your expression of art, you've also acquired and created through the brand a lot of different pieces, fashion-wise and not, that a lot of people have been able to represent in their music videos and in their Instagram accounts. So tell me about the merchandise, the shop. Where can they get your shirts? Where can they get all of the stuff that you've created?
Well, you guys can go on tankovitz.com. That's the online shop, and you guys can get everything over there. Also, on my Instagram, Tankovitz, and the shop is linked right there. So you guys can...
Tell me what your favorite piece on there is right now.
I think it's also everyone else's favorite piece, and that's the Issa Mood shirt. It's funny because the shirt is a bunch of...
Is that the one with the different pictures on it? Okay.
It's a bunch of pictures of different celebrities. giving the middle finger. And I'm in the shirt. I snuck myself in there. And what's funny about it is that, you know, growing up, I would always do that. Like, I've always been a rebel for some reason. Oh, my God. Till the day. Anyways, that's another story.
That's another episode, yeah. Guys.
The point is that my mom would get so mad that I would always, like, do this on pictures. And, you know, like, I grew up and I grew up a Christian. My mom's a pastor. So in no way did I mean, or do I mean that in a disrespect, but it was more like I grew up very sheltered and very overprotected. So I'm very, like, independent and very, like I said, rebellious. So, but in the good sense, you know, I've never done drugs, for example, you know,
right.
Because of my upbringing, but I do drink. I'm not going to say I don't drink. I do drink. But the point is that it was kind of like a dejarme ser. Like, I'm just going to be, you know, like, I'm going to be me. Como
un big despertar. F you to the world.
Un despertar. So I did that shirt, and yeah, my mom actually loves the shirt. And I have a lot of friends that are pastors, you know, like around my age, and they love the shirt too. But I modified the shirt. I hand painted on top of every middle finger of every celebrity. I put a white square, and then on top of it, I wrote a Bible verse on each
one.
Yeah. So just to modify it for my pastor friends. But yeah, so that's my favorite piece, and it's everyone else's. It sells a lot and everyone's wearing it. It's crazy. Like, when I go out and I'm wearing it, everyone, like, oh my God, they recognize me because of the shirt. Oh my God, are you Tankovitz? I love your shirt. I'm like, oh, the shirt again. But yeah, that one.
Any creations that are new coming up?
As far as
the shop
fashion, or I mean, I've been creating a lot of paintings, or yeah, I guess you can call them paintings or art. I don't know. I want to have those up for sale.
Okay.
I started creating a lot of them, and like, it was a season that I just wouldn't stop creating these. I was going through a very hard separation. Like, I was separating, and then now I'm finally divorced.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But, you know, going through that whole process, I was in need of creating, but I was a hermit, you know, in my own home.
Okay.
So I just decided to, I don't know why, I grabbed canvases, a huge canvas, and middle, like, medium and small, like, just a bunch, and it started creating nonstop. So I was releasing a lot through that, and now I have a whole collection of art pieces that I eventually want to put on the shop and have them up for sale.
We have music also coming up very soon.
Yes.
So I know that we're waiting a little bit to really release everything and come out with all of it, but we have this first single. It's called Tóxica, right?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about it, the production on it, the music, the lyrics, everything.
Okay, so this is... Oh, man, God is crazy good. Because, like, I was sitting on my couch during this whole process that I'm telling you, and I was talking to one of my best friends, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I just feel like I'm not happy where I'm at. Like, with my, like, career wise, like, I just feel like I'm not inspired to create fashion. Like, I'm just not. And she's like, all right, well, that's valid. I'm like, okay, thank you. So she's like, so what do you want to do? And I hadn't thought about it. I'm like, I don't know. And I'm just quiet and I'm thinking and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do music.
Well, you've always sang.
Yes.
When we drink, we sing. When we go out, we sing. We sing for everything, yeah. Right?
And like I said, I started out with my music career, But I've always been a little too shy with music.
Tankovic shy.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, I am.
So, yeah, I was a little shy, and I wasn't, I guess, like, not confident enough. You know, I didn't feel like I could actually sing. But that day, I decided. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do music. Like, I just want to sing, because I had been singing throughout this process. That's all I would do, like, create art and sing, like, record, like,
do covers. How did it make you feel when you were doing that, especially during that time?
I am the happiest person on earth. Like, this is something that I can do the entire day, and hours won't even pass by. I don't get tired. I can be singing all day. I can be inside a studio recording, just, even if no one knows me, even if the music, no one hears the music, I could just be in the studio recording all day. So,
do you sing in the shower?
Yes. I sing everywhere. If you know me, you know I'm always singing. It's funny.
So, Tóxica.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Tóxica. ADHD, guys. Tóxica. So, fast forward to like exactly a month later, one of my closest friends who's in the music industry, out of nowhere, I hadn't told anyone that I had just uploaded one cover on Instagram, that was it. And out of nowhere, he's like, Marica, se puede
aquí de todo.
Marica, he's Venezuelan, Marica, tengo la movida. I'm like, what? He's like, la música, yo sé que vamos a hacer, la vamos a pegar, la vamos a partir. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have this producer. He's working, he's doing a lot of like Mexican region music, y cumbia y todo esto, tumbado, corridos, and like, he's looking for artists. And I'm like, bro, I got the artist. Like, I know exactly who. So he told me, and then took me to a meeting with the producer. And yeah, suddenly I was signed.
Congrats. Like, once again,
thank you. It was crazy. I'm like, that's what I'm saying, like, God is crazy good.
So that's exactly what I wanted to tell you, because earlier you were like, I don't even know how this happens, like, this is crazy, like, this is God.
Yeah,
this is what you've always had in mind, this is what you have in your heart.
Yeah,
and this is what you are blessed to do. I mm-hmm. think we all have a purpose, and if we have that intention of sharing that art and sharing that with others, you get to those places and those magical moments where you're like, oh my God, because you manifest it.
Yeah.
So now that you're here, we have Thiago over here. Thiago, you want to say hi for us?
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
So cute. How do you do so much work and also find the balance to live your life, be a mom? And what has motherhood been like for you these past 4 years now?
It's been... Again, I feel like God knows what he's doing. Now, I'm not going to say that it's been good all this time. And in the beginning, it was very hard because I was in a marriage that it was like, you know, a loveless marriage. And it was not like, it didn't go good, you know. So when you have a baby within a marriage that's without that that support that all moms need, it's needed. You need the right support. If you don't, then, you know, definitely the whole postpartum, which I hate calling it postpartum, as if it's like something hormonal and blah blah blah. Like, of course you have crazy hormones, and but it's so much more than that, because no one lets you know that your life is actually changing. You are changing for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So it's a change that happens from literally 1 hour to the next, or however hours get you to birth the baby, you know, because like, you're pregnant, but you're still just you. It's just pregnant me. Suddenly, within hours,
it's not just you being pregnant.
No, suddenly you're a mom. And you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You have no idea. I didn't know breastfeeding hurt, for example. No one fucking told me. Why? I was mad at women all around the world.
Nobody told me
no,
this.
No, I was pissed. I was pissed for a good amount of time, because I'm like, we're supposed to stick together. Like, why is everyone pretending? Like, but oh, I just had so a baby. Easy.
This is so awesome.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm a mom. Like, shut the fuck up. Be real. Like, people, at least women, should be aware that breastfeeding hurts. Because when they put him on me and he latched onto my boob, you know what I did? Pushed him. So it was a reflection. A fucking reflection. Because it's pain. You have no idea the amount of pain. It's crazy.
Thank you for warning.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like, so I feel bad. I'm like, what the fuck? That was my reaction. Am I not supposed to be like holding him and crying and like feeling so like loving and
happy? Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. So then suddenly you feel like shit because you don't know that your reactions are not normal when they fucking are, you know? Obviously, like everyone's reaction is different, but like it needs to be known that there's a lot of things that you're gonna endure during this process and you need the right support system. So women out there, if you ever want to have a family, please, for the love of God, do it with the right person. I'm not saying in no way talking shit about my ex or anything like that. But when it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And when it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. So as it's gonna fuck you up for a good amount of time, mm-hmm. if things are not the right way.
Right.
You know? So in the beginning, like I said, it was very hard. And it was, you know, 3 months in, postpartum, I almost died giving birth because it was an emergency C-section. So I was bleeding out. It was horrible. Like, I remember the nurse saying, stay with us, don't go to sleep. And I remember my ex crying. He thought I was going to die.
Yeah, what a moment.
Yeah. So I almost died. And I had to be in bed rest for 3 months. If not, I was in risk of a heart attack or blood transfusion. So I couldn't get up from bed. But I had the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity, to be on Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Mexico, which is
huge,
humongous, like, damn. So I was like, I need to do this. Like, I need to do this for myself.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah, I need to do this for myself. I need to know that I'm going to be able to.
And that you still got
that
it.
To be a mom and be who I am. I got to fucking do it. I don't know how, because I couldn't get up from bed, I'm telling you. But it happened. I will give props to my ex, because obviously...
yeah, that's something in really his, difficult to go through.
Yeah, in his own way, he helped. But I, you know, I managed to direct the whole show, create an entire collection. I designed it on my iPad with Tiago on one arm and the iPad on my lap, and I designed the whole thing. Then I had it made with a seamstress here. So, I had to go check, but it was, I could barely walk. It was crazy. It happened. Then I had one of my best friends, my closest friends, he went to Mexico for me, and he walked the runway, you know, at the end, how they walk out. Mm-hmm. He did that for me, and it was amazing. I was so, it was very emotional, but it happened. It was on Vogue, Elle. You know, after that, I was like, all right, now that I've proved to myself that even while I'm fucking dying,
you could still
I managed to do this, I'm gonna relax. Now I know I can do it. And if I could do it like this, I can do it later. So, you know, I took some time off because, you know, also the marriage was not good. It was very, like, horrible. So, like, I was very depressed for the longest time. And I was trying, like, all my energy had to go to pretending to be happy for my kid. And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and be like, oh, I was so happy because I was a mom. No, I was pretending. Obviously, I'm happy to be a mom. I love my kid. Right. And you're happy for that. But
everything else that comes along with it is...
Exactly. So all my energy was focused on that. And it's just, right, taking care of my kid, like, loving him. Like, he is the happiest kid. You have no idea.
He is so well behaved. For anyone out there, like, what an example of a good child.
Thank you.
He is. He's so well behaved. He's very chill. He's very, very happy.
So polite.
Yeah.
So cute.
That's something that I do give props. Like, even though my ex and I are, like, not okay with each other, but we made sure that in his eyes...
Yeah, it's everything's a good love co-parenting. And happy.
Yes, so he's received nothing but happy vibes his entire life, you know. And so I was focused on that, and then we brought an au pair. Shout out to Laura, I love you. She came out to help for a whole year, and throughout that year, I started, you know, like coming back to myself. Figuring out who I am, what I want to do, where I'm going. And throughout that time, you know, I started doing my thing again. So, like, I would go on sets, and thank God, I am so blessed to have had her. She would come with us to the set. So that helped out a lot. And he's used to being on set, he's used to meeting new people. He knows that, all right, like,
this is what mommy does.
Yeah, and he's natural with it, you know. This is his world too,
right?
And
tell me, he sings? What does he do?
No. He loves to tell people what to wear.
Oh, that's awesome. He definitely gets that from you.
No. And he'll grab something. If I'm styling someone, he'll just be like, no, this. And we'll listen to him like, all right. And it's the cutest thing. And
so he's hands-on.
Yeah, he loves taking pictures too. Loves that with like an actual camera. He loves that. So, yeah. I'm thankful that I have the son that I have, because he's very go with the flow like mommy, and very chill like mommy, but also very hyper like mommy. So, you know, we match each other's energy. So if I'm chill, he's chill. If I'm like, he's like, you know. And I mean, obviously he's a kid, so from time to time he'll be like, I don't know, hyper or something, but for the most part I'm just thankful that he's the way he is, and that's what's made it easy, you know, for me. Himself has made it easy.
What do you like most about motherhood?
You can form a human. I mean, imagine if I love creating clothes, the art, anything. Imagine doing that with a human. Holy crap. That's the most insane, coolest thing in the world. It's my best creation. My best creation.
And it's always form, right? So let's give some examples on how you're forming Thiago in this wonderful and creative world, because there's a lot of different pieces that you put out on your Instagram, which I want you to also mention and have people follow and go check it out. But what are some of the things that you are helping form him with?
So he helps around the house a lot. He loves it. He'll ask me, oh, you need help, mommy? Oh,
my God. You want to clean today, yes, mom?
You want help with anything. So he's, you know, he's growing up in a way that he knows, like, when he's done eating his food, he has to grab his plate and put it in the sink. Like, he can't just get up and leave. I'm like, no. So he knows that now. He, for some reason, I didn't even teach him this. I hate barrer el piso. I hate that. I don't know how, but he grabs the broom and he just starts. Ever since he was one, he would just walk around with a broom. I'm like, all right. So he just likes to help around a lot. And I'm forcing, como se dice, no forcing,
enforcing
that onto him. You know, like, you gotta clean up after yourself. You gotta be helpful. You gotta be kind. You know, I also have this thing on his lunchbox. Every morning I write affirmations. So when he gets to school and he grabs his lunchbox, the teacher will read whatever affirmation I put for him. And then when we're in the car, I'm also telling him, all right, Tiago is whatever. So I put, Tiago is kind. And then I explain to him what kind is. Tiago is gentle. So I explain to him what gentle is. And I mean, yeah, just basically what I would want the role of a husband to be in my life, that's what I'm forming him to be for his future wife, you know, that I want him to have a healthy, happy marriage.
Not toxica, right?
No, not toxica. No.
So aside from the music, which we are anxiously waiting for, what do you have upcoming? Anything that you have in the works aside from the music? What can we expect in the near future from Andrea Tankovitz?
No. In the near future is literally the music. I'm working on it right now. So far I have 10 songs recorded. We are working on, you know, producing them and mix and master and all of that. And as soon as I'm done with at least 7 I want to have ready, then I'm going to lanzarlas, una por una. I'm going to be doing singles. But that's what's next for Tankovitz.
And why Toxica as the first single to be released out of this?
We were trying to talk about that. So I went to the studio. That was the first time that I was there with the producer, True Hollywood. He's amazing. He's very good, actually. So él fue el que sacó a Natanael Cano, and I mean, he's worked with a bunch of people. So he had in his head, like, you know, like, I want to do some cumbia, you know, okay. So when I got there, the beat was already, ya estaba hecha.
It was already popping.
Yeah. And then we had Danny Crazy Town, que he's a writer for a bunch of people. I mean, like, working with really talented, good people. So we sat there and then we started writing the song. Also, shout out to Ruben Coelho. That's my best friend and the one that got me into the whole music scene.
Yeah,
just
shout
now.
Out
and,
to you.
Yeah. So he was also there and we were, you know, we were sitting there and we started writing the songs and the producer, the main producer, is like, you know, like, I feel like I want to do something like funny, something funny, like algo así como una tóxica, una cosa así. And I'm like, all right, like, I don't...
I got this.
I was like, I don't know where you're going with this, but okay. So we started writing, and then I would throw things in there, like, oh my God, because, you know, relieving things. And then hay una frase que dice, siempre esperé tener alguien como tú que entendiera mi actitud, una chingona con espíritu. That's literally me.
You.
Una chingona con espíritu. Because God. So, yeah, there's many lines there. But the song is not what people think because I've been putting it on Instagram. And it's not like toxic love like that. It's more like I hate this perspective on love now. And like people have it so mixed up. And they think that things that should be shouldn't. And things that shouldn't are. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So it's not about being tóxica. Es que tú piensas que ese amor es tóxico, pero en realidad es lo que el amor es. Mm-hmm. El amor es estar ahí para ti, en las buenas y en las malas. El amor es estar, es amor incondicional, es cuidarte, es amarte.
Perder el control,
sí,
celarte, cualquier
pasión,
cosa.
Por supuesto. Si no hay intensidad, no es amor. Mm-hmm. Y es lo que dice la canción. Porque tú no... Si a mí no me importa el tipo, sal, haz lo
Bye.
Que te dé la puta gana, sal. Que voy a ir, dale.
Chao.
Que voy a, ok. Pero eso no es amor, porque cuando tú amas a alguien, a ti te importa dónde está la persona, si la persona está bien.
Quieres compartir con esa persona.
Por supuesto. Entonces, you know, the whole song, it's more like what love should be, en realidad, pero con un tono sarcástico y cómico, you know, also thinking of the video and... But yeah, that's what is.
I can't wait to see the video of that because I know you're going to have a lot of control on that.
Oh, yeah. I already did the whole example of what, yeah.
You got the storyboard and everything.
Yeah.
So if there's any piece of advice that you can leave our audience with today, what would it be? Personal or professional?
Well, first of all, siempre, I'm going to talk about God because that's what's how I grew up and that's what's worked for me. But obviously, whatever faith you have, agárrate de tu fe. Si crees en Dios, agárrate de Dios porque Dios siempre sabe lo que está haciendo. Siempre. O sea, por más que tú pienses que las cosas no están como quieres y que no, y que te estás muriendo, because FYI, guys, I wanted to kill myself at some point, and I know this is hard and it's crazy, but I also have a song dedicated to Tiago because it says, me salvaste de una triste muerte. So I've been through it, even though like everything seems so positive right now. I'm trying to maintain that positive vibe, which is why I speak, you know, on just positive stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've been through it and it's been very hard. And at some point I was like, God doesn't exist. The fuck is this?
Where is he?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this? Why? You know? But it doesn't matter. Because, like, he's there. And he knows that you're going to go through that. And he knows that you're going to doubt. And he knows that you're going to be like, what the fuck? It's okay. He's not going to love you any less because you're doubting, because you're shouting, because you're cussing. None of that. Like, it's part of the process. And that's it. You're forgiven. Nothing's going to happen. But hold on to that your unwavering faith. Yes. That's my biggest advice, because things will eventually happen. Like, no matter what you're going through, things are going to get better. 100%. I assure you of this.
But you got to keep your faith.
Yes. But even if you lose it, just know deep down that even when you lose your faith, things are still going to happen.
Let everybody know your social media handles, your website. Where can they find you and where can they connect with you?
Tankovitz. So Instagram is Tankovitz and website is Tankovitz. And yeah, I think I just use those two. So Tankovitz.
Thank you so much for joining us, for sharing so much of your time with us, for bringing Tiago to the studio. And we wish you the best with everything that you have in your career and beyond.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Thank you for having me. A ver, güey. Si no hay intensidad, es que no es amor. Y así suena la Tanco.